Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody has had a good week. I wanted to start off today's show by giving an update on Scott Pollard. Scott notified me last evening that they had found a heart and that the surgeons felt that it would be a good heart for him. It was a good size. It was very healthy. And this morning I was texting Scott and he told me that everything was still looking good. And then about a half hour later, he sent me a message saying that he had actually seen a video of the heart and that it was being flown to the hospital that he's at in Nashville. He went into surgery this morning at roughly 9 o'clock Pacific. His heart has been replaced. He has the new heart in his body. He is currently being closed up. That process may already have occurred. I got that message that he was being closed up an hour ago. I don't really know, you know, how long that takes. Obviously, I'm not a surgeon. I would think it's quite extensive considering that they cut you wide open and you're dealing with deflating the lungs and everything else. So the good news is that Scott Pollard has a new heart, and the next several hours, days, and weeks will be crucial to make sure that his body does not reject the new heart. But that is the latest. And I don't have to go and explain to you what the dynamics are, but you think about, you know, the family that's grieving and the family that is rejoicing over one heart. And it's quite remarkable when you really think about the value of organ donors. And you don't always lose your life when you donate an organ. Obviously, you can donate a kidney, but goes without saying, you know, if you're a heart donor, you're only able to donate the heart because of your passing. So quite a dynamic there. But the good news, Scott Pollard has hopefully a new lease on life. I say hopefully because there's a lot that has to happen between now and whenever, based on what I've read and based on some of the things that I've talked to Scott about. But I was pretty amazed that his heart was in and they were closing him up at the 5 hour mark. Now, that's pretty remarkable. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. Scott texted me about 30 minutes before he went into surgery this morning to tell me that he had actually seen a video of the heart and that it was a strong heart. It was a big heart. And his surgeons felt very, very comfortable. So there you have it, an update on Scott. And if anything else happens between now and then, I will certainly let you know. Not really a lot going on this weekend. Tiger Woods withdrew from the tournament in LA today. You have the NBA All-Star weekend, which I don't know about you, but I don't care. I never have. I won't watch the game on Sunday. I have no interest in the game. I can't remember the last time I watched an NBA All-Star game. I really can't. It's been a long time. So I don't have a lot of interest in it. I really don't. Obviously, Sabonis should be on the All-Star team. He got screwed. You know, we all know that. You got the Kings, who will start the second half of the season against San Antonio. You've got Jimmy Garoppolo suspended for two games at the start of next season. It'll be interesting to see what team he is on. NFL, you're going to start seeing, you know, a lot of activity here in the coming weeks. when free agency starts. And then, believe it or not, I was with my umpire buddy last night, and he's leaving for spring training in the Grapefruit League on Thursday with games starting next weekend. How about that? Spring training starting next weekend. They don't mess around anymore, do they? They don't mess around. Tyronn Lue, the coach of the Clippers, fined $35,000. I think he should have been suspended, personally. A $35,000 fine for saying what he said about the referees. That's absurd. You can't say that the referees are cheating. I mean, that's terrible. It's a bad look for the NBA. Bad look for Lue. Bad look for the NBA. Bad look for the Clippers. $35,000 fine. What a joke that is. Seriously. You're going to have a NBA, you're going to have an NBA head coach talk about the NBA refs are cheaters, and you only get fined $35,000? Really? Like, what's that all about? That's terrible. That really is. All right. I need a leadoff person who wants to talk. We can go in any direction you want on this Friday, but I need a leadoff person to get the show rolling. And we start here with Waggus. Waggus, it is always good to be able to talk to you, and we'll bring you up on stage right now. How are you, sir?
Doing good, Grant. How are you doing?
I'm good, buddy.
So, stupid question. So, bear with me because, you know, I don't know if you can even answer this since this is like medically related with Scott Pollard. And I'm not saying that this, you know, should happen, or nor am I wishing that. But just out of curiosity, you said his body might reject the new heart. Like, there's always a chance of that.
Yes, that's part of any organ transplant. Your body can reject the new organ. And that's true of not only heart, but other organs as well.
So you basically going into it knowing that it's a 50-50 chance.
No, I think it's more than a 50-50 chance. I didn't say it was a 50-50 chance. I don't know where you got that from. There's a possibility that your body could reject the new organ. I mean, it happens. So, but that does, you don't know about that. Sometimes that takes weeks and or months. Your body could reject a new heart 6 months after your transplant surgery. So it's not like you're going to know today or tomorrow. But again, with each passing day. And Scott will be staying in Nashville. He's going to be in the hospital for approximately 10 to 12 days. And then he has to stay right next to the hospital for 6 weeks because he obviously needs, you know, daily checkups.
Okay. Yeah. I guess what I was trying to, ask there is, I'm pretty sure they do a lot of tests beforehand to see if it is compatible, but you truly don't know until it's actually, you know, you have it in your body, and I get it.
Well, yeah, when you put a foreign object into your body, and in this case, a living organ, yeah, I mean, your body can reject it, and that's true of all organ transplants, not just hearts, but you know, kidneys, livers, everything. Yeah, your body has to accept that new organ, and from what I understand, it normally does, but there are instances where your body does reject the new heart.
Okay. Yeah. Scary to think about. So then getting to Jimmy Garoppolo. Okay. So I was reading through that. It's saying that it was a prescribed medication.
Yes.
But he didn't get approval. So is he getting suspended because he didn't get approval, or the substance itself was illegal?
No, the substance itself was not illegal. He's getting suspended because he didn't get approval.
Okay, but if it's okay, again, another, because I don't know, do these athletes go to certain doctors that are affiliated with the NFL so they don't prescribe anything that, you know,
yes,
is not, you know, okay,
yes.
So
yes.
I guess in that case, how's that Jimmy's fault?
It's I'm not, just it's just the here, it, because, it, it's okay, it, well, no, it's not, it's absurd. It's again, I don't have, first of all, you have to understand something, Waggus. I'm not an expert on the NFL's, you know, drug and policy and everything. So I'm not an expert. But what I read was he did not get it approved. And because of that, it's a two-game suspension. I think it's absurd. I think it's ridiculous. You know, but, you know, if you're a player in the NFL, to me, it would seem like you should know, or your agent should know, or the doctor should know that you have to go through proper protocol. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I would just think that that's something you should know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, he's not a doctor. He's going to a doctor who's prescribing. But I just kind of thought that was weird because,
It is weird.
You know, I thought initially the substance, but, you know, talking about Jimmy Garoppolo on a team, here's a team for you. And I think this would be the best fit for him. The Atlanta Falcons. They obviously have a stud running back. They have a great tight end. Jimmy fits perfectly in there. They haven't had a stable quarterback. It's in the NFC East. I mean,
South.
Do you see him possibly?
NFC South.
Yep, South. So what do you think about that fit?
I think it would be good for him. I haven't really thought about destinations for him, but I agree with you. I think that would be a very good place for him and the Falcons. I do agree with you.
Okay, and then now that football is over and getting to the Kings, they're going to break my heart again probably this year.
They didn't break your heart last year, did they? They didn't break your heart last year. They were the third seed and won 48 games.
That's true, but then I went to Game 7 and I saw them give up. I'm not kidding you. In one possession, 13 offensive, a rebound.
Yeah, so I know.
That pretty much.
I got you.
Yeah.
I understand.
So I understand. So what is the one thing that they have to fix? Because I see New Orleans being better than them. I know the Clippers. Yeah. I think Clippers are the best team in the West. Denver being better than them. And then I really do see Phoenix, you know, now getting their number. And then, of course, Minnesota is playing phenomenal this year. And then you got the Thunder. So with the Warriors and the Lakers now creeping up, I think the Kings can handle the Lakers, but do you think they'll have? I guess my question is, which one of those two teams, Lakers and Warriors, do you see the Kings giving the Kings the biggest threat for that sixth spot?
Well, first of all, I don't think the Warriors or the Lakers are going to get the sixth spot. Particularly the Warriors, they're too far back. I don't think the Lakers or the Warriors are the competition for Sacramento. I think Dallas, Phoenix, and New Orleans is the competition for Sacramento. And in my opinion, if the Kings are not in the top six, my opinion is they will lose to the Warriors and the Lakers if they play them in the play-in tournament.
Oh, wow. So you don't even give them a chance against the Lakers?
I don't.
Okay.
No. Okay. In a one-game scenario, where you got to go against LeBron James and Anthony Davis, I don't like that. And the refs?
And as much as, you know, we obviously, you know, there's issues with Draymond, when he's playing on the Warriors, they're just a completely different team. And the only reason I say that, because they have won, I believe they won like five or six straight. And I'm just saying that.
You know who's tearing it up? I'll tell you who's tearing it up for Golden State is Jonathan Kuminga. He's been playing great.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, they're always a threat because Steph Curry can go off. They have that championship pedigree. And, of course, they're very well coached.
But I wouldn't worry about that now. I mean, it's February. Yeah. I wouldn't be talking about, you know, I know you're asking me hypothetical questions. But in my opinion, Kings are not going to be a top six team. I think the Kings are going to be seventh or eighth.
Okay. Well, that answers my question. And then you already kind of answered it, that they're not going to beat the Warriors. So, in other words, we're not even going to have a real playoff.
But they might not play the Warriors or the Lakers in the play-in. They might, you know, nine plays 10 and seven plays eight. So let's say that Dallas is eight and the Kings are seventh, which is possible. Then you would play Dallas. All right. The winner of that is in the playoffs as the seventh seed. The loser then plays the winner of the 9-10.
Okay. Got it. That makes sense. All right. And then last question. So next year, do you think Shanahan is coaching for his job?
Yes, next year, yes, I do.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Grant.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, buddy.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Stress. We all have it to a degree, big, small, but I think you can agree we all carry around different stressors. Most of you know what I've gone through the last 4 years, complete career change, moving across the country, filing a lawsuit, being in the news often, dealing with all of that, trust me, has not been easy. And if you keep things bottled up, it can really have a negative impact on your life. Therapy is a safe space. You get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills. You can set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And you know what, folks? It's not just for those who have experienced major trauma. Hey, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online, it's easy, convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Grant today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Grant.
Take care. And again, understand, I'm purely guessing on the medical questions. It's only what I've read. And I have doing, ever since Scott's been going through this process, I've tried to educate myself. Matter of fact, just before I came on, I was looking at heart transplants. And, you know, again, the biggest issue with a heart transplant is your body not rejecting it. That's one of the big things. All right, let's get to Al. Al, welcome to the show.
And if, wow, that was pretty amazing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, sorry. He texted you 30 minutes before he went in. And it's such a serious, you know, procedure. But I guess when you look at it, I mean, how much time did he, I hate to get to, maybe I shouldn't ask this, did he have as far as, you know, finding a heart? Because that it was just, had the family and Scott and the family had to be, and friends, everything had to be really stressed out. But, you know, was he really?
His life was not in danger, if that's what you mean.
Okay. Right. Okay. And, you know, it's the gift of life. I mean, I loved his statement he did where he said, you know, I had a beautifully worded, but, you know, one family members of the person who's donating, I'm a donor. I mean, hey, you know, if you can find anything useful on me, I don't know how much it's going to, I mean, it's going to be useful, but, you know, take it, you know, and that's one family, a family is rewarded, you know, in a way that the donor family is close to recipient. Yep.
Hey, by the way,
you know, I've read that.
Hey, wait, whoa. I want to stop you for a minute. I don't want to be misconstrued here. When I said his life was not in danger, I meant like now. His life was not in danger today or tomorrow. The longer he waited, then obviously it would enter a danger zone. But as of like right now, this week, his life was not in danger, but he was not leaving the hospital until he got a heart, and he was in intensive care unit. He was in the ICU. So, you know, it was serious. Ooh. I don't want to undermine this. But his life like this week was not in danger. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Oh, I understand, you know, and thank you for clarifying. And, you know, I've read that, you know, the body, it's like a foreign, like you've pointed out, a foreign object in your body. And the rejection, it could even be years from what I've read. But if it gives him, you know, 20, 30, even maybe 40 years of life with him and his family and friends like yourself, well, you know, that's... You know, sure, they'll take it. You know, that's the gift of life
he's not getting 30 or 40. I mean, he's 49 years old. So, I mean, Scott's very realistic. He knows he's not going to see 80. You know, he's hoping he can see 70. Nobody in his family's ever seen 60 before. So, you know, I mean, he's very realistic about this. Scott's not, you know, a heart doesn't last that long. I don't know if you've done any research, but he's not making it until he's 80 years old with this heart.
I gotcha. I hear you. And, you know, didn't Mickey Mantle get a liver transplant back in the day? Didn't he have a...
I can't remember get if a he liver did or transplant? Not. I can't remember.
I was very happy to hear the update. And after all the nonsense going on with this, you know, the game, everybody's white hot with emotions and this, that, and overanalyzing everything. It just puts life in perspective for me that you know, this story more supersedes a game, you know? So, you know, I just
I've said this for years and years and years. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And that's the truth. Okay.
Yeah.
There are so many people that would give anything to be healthy that are fighting cancer or whatever the case may be. Right. And for the people that are listening right now that have your health, and we may not wake up tomorrow healthy, but if we're healthy today, be grateful that you're healthy today, because tomorrow you might wake up and not feel well and go to the doctor. You might find out you got stage 4 cancer. I mean, that happens every single day in this world. So be grateful for what you have.
You know, it really puts life in perspective, you know, when you speak of it like that, so beautifully spoken by you. I was at the lake, just real quick and I'll let you go. I was up at a local lake and I was fishing and I was talking to this guy and he said, did you catch anything at the lake? He goes, no, I stopped fishing years ago because I got stage 4 cancer. And, you know, I thought I was done, and he somehow survived the treatments. And it really, after that, he said, I could not catch any and kill any living things from that point forward. He said, I used to go out and catch 30-pound, 35-pound stripers and salmon. He said, after that, I'll never fish again.
Yep.
Yeah. That was powerful stuff. Anyway, you have a good weekend, man. We'll have to wait until training camp for the next season. But, you know, I'm kind of good with it. Sometimes I know I love football, but I'm all right with the break. So have a good weekend, my friend. Take care.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I'll give you an update tomorrow. I'm flying to Nashville on the red eye tonight. I originally was planning on surprising Scott, but then last night when he told me he was getting a heart today, I told him I was coming in, even though I will not be able to see him because he will not be having any visitors for several days, and I'm not going to be able to stay there several days. But I'll be with his wife. I'll be with his family. I'm looking forward to at least giving them hugs and showing my support. But I'll be in Nashville tomorrow, and I'll give you an update, okay?
Well, I think you are you're a good friend, man. I mean, for people to have you as a friend, they're blessed. So it's very, very kind of you to be there with the family.
I would hope people would do that for me. I believe in loyalty. Yeah. Like you always ask me, if you ask me what is the number one quality of any human being, to me, it's loyalty. Yeah. And Scott has been one of my most loyal friends throughout before I lost my job and then continuing with everything. He has been as loyal as any friend that I have. And I'm all about loyalty. So I would do anything for that guy.
And, you know, and he would do anything for you. So, you know, yes, and you've found out in the last 3 years who your real friends are through your situation you went through. So, you know, that's sometimes we're never too old to keep learning life. But God bless you for going out there and being there with the family and his wife and kids. And, you know, that's wonderful. And I'll be looking forward to the update.
Thank you, Al. Have a good weekend.
All right. Safe travels. Take care.
Take care. All right, let's get to Rich. Hello, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Grant. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good. Hey, man, I tell you what, that was the best news I got all day. I got that I listened to your deal on that about an hour ago, and it's just like my whole day is brightened up, man.
Awesome. And, well,
yeah.
The good news is, I don't know if you heard the update. Yeah. I don't know if you heard the update, but the heart is in his body. I believe he's done with surgery, although I don't know that for sure. At 2 o'clock, I got word that the heart was in and he was being closed up, but he would have to stay in OR for several hours. Obviously, you got to monitor and there's, you know, you don't want to be, they don't, from what I understand, they want to keep you there in that room in case they have to go back in or do anything, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I just got off the phone. I got on your show a little bit late because I was talking to my oldest brother in Sacramento, and he's had some heart issues, and he's, you know, had to have some procedures done. And, you know, my dad died of his third heart attack at 69 years old. So we can really relate to that whole, you know, that whole thing, you know, and
scary stuff.
My brother had a delayed back surgery because of his condition of his heart. And he just had surgery this last week in Sacramento, but he's recovering well, you know, for his back surgery. So anyway, but that's such good news to hear. And I understand that you're going to be heading to Nashville.
Yeah, I'm going there tonight. Yep.
Okay. That's awesome. I wanted to throw something out to you. I don't know what your time factor is or this or that or the other thing, but there's a high school buddy of mine that is a really kind of a pretty famous, you know, he's a big songwriter and a great, amazing musician that's in Nashville. And I don't know if, you know, what kind of time you have, but if he is performing, he'd be well worth seeing. And he and I went to high school together. And I just wanted to throw this out to you. His name is James House. Yeah. And,
okay.
And he's,
well, I'm only going to be there. I'm only going to be in Nashville for 24 hours. And frankly, I really appreciate I appreciate it, but tomorrow night, I'm going to be burnt to a crisp. So, but I thank you very much.
I bet. And I know you got your priorities of seeing, you know, Scott's family. And I think that's fabulous. Yep. So I'm really, you know, I wish you safe travels. And
thank you.
And thank you so much for sharing that information today, brother.
Thank you, Rich. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Okay. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. If you want to get in on the program, you can do so. Raise your hand. and we will do it. All right, I'll put you right on. Grant, not a lot going on this weekend. This is really a kind of a de blase week. You know, you football's over and you're kind of like depressed if you're a sports fan and an NFL fan. And you realize, gosh, wow, there's no football. There's no NFL football until after Labor Day. You're like, oh, my gosh. And you got to wait all the way until August for college football. And you're just like, oh, terrible, you know? So that's where we're at. I've always thought the week after the Super Bowl is just terrible. And then I guess the next big thing you look forward to if you're not an NBA fan is March Madness. And then you get the Masters in April, and then you get rolling right along. Baseball, to me, I don't look forward to baseball anymore. I don't even watch it anymore, or I watch very little of it. So, you know, when I go to a baseball game, I mean, how sad is this, is to watch the umpires? You know, I got a lot of friends that are umpires, and one of my best buddies, you know, if he's in Miami or wherever I'm at and he's behind a plate, I'll go watch him. I'm the only one in the stands that's watching a home plate umpire. That's how boring it is for me when I go to a baseball game. But it is what it is. I like to support my friends. All right, again, if you want to get it on the program, just raise your hand and we'll do it. I'm looking at my schedule for next week. Monday is going to be challenging for me because of my travel schedule. I will try to do a show on Monday, but I don't know. All right? I don't know. It's going to be challenging. And then Tuesday, I'll do a show. Wednesday, I'll do a show. Thursday, I will do a show. Friday, I will not be able to do a show. I'm going to be traveling. But that's my, again, so I think Monday is going to be difficult, but if I can do it, I'll figure out a way to do it. You know me, if I can do my show, I'll do my show. I hate missing shows. If I miss a show, it's because I can't do it. You know, and I got a lot of stuff. I can't even begin to tell you what my schedule has been like and what it's going to be like over the next week. It's been absolutely ridiculous. But I appreciate your support. I really do. I really appreciate your support. And if I can do shows, I will do them. And it's kind of, you know, without the NBA going on right now, there's not a lot to talk about anyway. But, you know, again, I think it's always good when we can converse and have a little conversation and we can share some thoughts. But prayers out to Scott. Again, I'm going to Nashville. I'll be there. I think I land at like 8:30 in the morning, and then I'm going to the hospital. And I'll only give an update if it's okay with the family, but it will be okay as long as he's doing fine. You know, and again, I won't be able to see him, and I'm bummed out about that. But in a way, I'm actually very happy. And if that, you know, I know what I just said, it's kind of an oxymoron, but I'm happy that I'm not going to be able to see him, because that means he got a heart. And if I was going to be able to see him tomorrow, that means he has not gotten a heart. So I got to look at the positives. You know, the positive is Scott Pollard right now has a new heart, and he is, to the best of my knowledge, done with surgery. And now we'll just hope that his body accepts the heart and everything is good. All right. I hope you all have a fabulous weekend. I appreciate you all. Thank you very much. And again, I'll try to give you an update tomorrow when I get to Nashville. Bye-bye.